Glory to God. God is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Say, God is good. Hallelujah. I'm always excited for what the Lord's doing. Amen. I love church. I love, you know, sometimes it dawns on me still that I'm a pastor. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes, you know, it's like you just, because, you know, I don't know about you, but ever since I was young, I still always felt the same. I never really, in my mind, I never really changed. Sometimes I look in the mirror and I think, man, you have changed. Praise the Lord. But I don't feel like, in my mind, I don't feel like I've changed in a lot of ways. You know what I mean? I feel like the same old Jeff. You know, we're all comfortable with ourselves, and we know ourselves well, and so that's just what I think about. But then the Lord will remind me sometimes, you know, you're about to preach, you'll go out there to deliver the word of God, and I just think about what a miracle and an amazing thing that God has done, amen, in my life. Praise the Lord. But he isn't just doing it in my life, he's doing it in your life. Praise God. He's doing it in all our lives because God loves us. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's always looking out for us. He's always thinking about us. You know, I love that no matter how bad I can screw up, Jesus still can cover it. Amen. That he can still get me back on the right path if I just trust him to do it. Amen. And you know, I was just singing, actually I was singing that last song there. My wife, just before we came here, we had to run to the store real quick. My wife ran in, and I had it playing on the radio before I messed up on the phone. But it was listening to it at any rate. And you know, just that name of Jesus, how precious is that name? And we're so wonderfully blessed that we get that name, amen. That we get to, you know, it doesn't matter what your name is. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what your family history was. But we get a new name, amen. And that name is the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm just going to stand on that. Praise the Lord. As I come to the service tonight, and I hope you will with me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, tonight's message is called, What Would Jesus Do? Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, I always like to give you a little background on the sermons. I don't know why. It doesn't really matter for anything other than it's just interesting to me. You know, I never cease to be amazed, you know, by how God delivers things or when he does, you know, amen. My wife and I, we were going over to some people's house last night. Josh and Rachel, actually, you know the people. Praise the Lord. They invited us over. So we went over to their house for some dinner and fellowship. And I think on the way there, I said, I don't even know I'm going to preach tomorrow. Isn't that what it was? Was on the way, right? I said, I have no idea what I'm going to even preach. You know, so a lot of times I have an inkling ahead of time. You know, I seek the Lord all the time. I just endeavor to stay before the Lord, amen? Yeah. I'm just seeking him all the time. Because maybe he's got something to say. I don't know. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, let's just stay before God. Hallelujah. So I don't want to be a pastor that comes to the pulpit, you know, unprepared. But at the same time, I just always endeavor to stay prepared. Praise the Lord. Because then on top of everything else, you never know when you're going to get called on. And that's always something that, you know, is can be in the flesh, can be frightening. Amen. But anyway, I said, I don't know. You know what? I had no idea. And we went and had good fellowship. Amen. And on the way home, praise the Lord, my wife and I were talking. I don't even remember what we were talking about. We were just talking about things. And there's some stuff that's been stirring in me a while. You know, God will stir things in you for a while. And if you give it the attention, sometimes he'll bring it to the surface. Amen. Yeah, yeah. And that's exactly what happened in our conversation on the way home. So on the way there, I didn't have an idea what I was going to preach. And on the way home, God stirred it up in me. Amen. And literally, like in the matter of 2 seconds, I had a whole message. Praise God. And that's the message that you're going to hear tonight. Amen. And the reason I like telling you guys things is because, you know, I want people to really understand. We've always taken this approach, my wife and I, that if we pastor, if we just be real with the people, right. we just give people what the Lord has put in us.
Yeah.
Amen. We don't try to fluff it up. I don't try to make myself be something great or something more than I am. It's just God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, and I like in that, I like letting people know about how God operates in my life. Because, you know, it's in those stories of how God has operated in other people's lives that has helped me over the years. You know, there was times where I knew that I was called to something, but I didn't know how I was going to ever do it. And it would frustrate me and it would scare me, you know. And then the Lord would have a minister say something. And in those words that minister would do experience, just share an experience. You know, we don't want to preach messages that are nothing but experience. You understand? Because that wouldn't bless you. But there are things that we add in experience into the message when we're preaching the word, because there will be revelation sometimes for people. Amen. And I like to share it because, you know, we're always looking for ways to contact God, or at least we should be. Or you know, if we pray or we just stay before the Lord, we're always looking for a way to hear from God. You know, we're always looking for answers to something. Amen. And if we learn that God just, you know, we just stay right before him and he'll get it to us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And really, that's what tonight's message is about. Tonight's message is called, What Would Jesus Do? Amen. But we're going to approach it a little bit differently, I think, than this commonly understood. You know, this was a big movement, got popular maybe about, I don't know, 25 years ago now. It got real popular in the body of Christ. You know, people would wear the WWJD bracelets, praise the Lord. You know, my brother and I have a joke. We were raised by a stepfather. His name was Walt, and he was a very good electrician. Just kidding. Yeah. Praise the Lord. But he would do electrical work, we'll put it that way. I don't know if he was very good, but I know he wasn't very good, actually. He was very terrible. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
God rest your soul, Lord of God. Don't mean to be talking bad about him, but I think he'd laugh about this story anyway.
Yeah.
But when my brother and I have this this saying, my older brother and I, we have the saying that when you had WWJD, we have WWWD when we're talking about doing electrical work. And what we basically do is we think about what would Walt do, and we do the opposite. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because that's the sure way to stay pretty safe when you're doing electrical work. Praise the Lord. And if you don't know about that, well, praise the Lord, let the ignorant be ignorant still, glory to God. But we were trained, and sometimes, you know, sometimes what you learn is what not to do, amen?
Right.
And that's okay too, praise the Lord. Sometimes in church, you're going to learn what not to do, amen?
Yeah.
And that's okay. But we're going to approach it from a different direction. We're not going to, you know, a lot of times people, you know, they're thinking about the specific things they think about, you know, something, a thing that they run into or whatever in life. That's when they think about what would Jesus do, amen.
Yeah.
But we're going to look at what Jesus actually did, you know, because that's what this whole basis of this message was. Is it's not so much, you know, it's not just, and I sent the slick text out. It's not just what Jesus would do, but it's what Jesus did that matters,
yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because we don't have to guess. You see, and there's an element to that. What would Jesus do? There's an element to that lets people think, well, you know, maybe I got to figure out what he did. But how many know that Jesus gave us enough knowledge in the scripture to know just what to do?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not against the bracelets. If you have a What Would Jesus Do bracelet, well, praise the Lord for it. I'm not against anything that gets you to think about the Lord. Glory to God. So anything short of sin, praise the Lord. If there's anything that you can do to help you remember that, praise the Lord for it. I mean, we're not against that, amen.
Yeah.
But we don't want to be dogmatic about things, amen, and get religious about them. But we're going to be talking about what would Jesus do, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So turn with me to John 5. And I said, you know, there's themes, there's themes that will run through your life as you seek God. You'll be in periods of time, you know, if you take a guest minister, and I guess this is a good way to explain it. A guest minister, you know, when they come generally, they don't generally just come up with the message on the spot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times when you have a traveling minister, I really should say, a traveling minister that travels a lot, they generally, what the Lord will do is generally will give them a message, an idea or a concept out of scripture, and they'll preach on it over and over and over again, you know, and that's not wrong. That's actually very good, because as they preach on it, there'll be more revelation that comes out of it, amen, and that's a good thing, and that's why getting into the word over and over again is so important, because you'll see things that you didn't see before, amen. Well, the reason I say that is because the Lord will start dealing with us on things. You know, we said to Josh and Rachel, you know, we were talking about prayer, and you know, I was sharing with them, when you go to prayer, I said one thing that I found that's very effective is to take the word to prayer. You know, you open the word and start, you start talking to God about the word, about a specific scripture or whatever. And a lot of times people are like, well, what scripture would I go to? Well, God's been putting something in your heart.
Yeah.
He's been speaking to you about something, amen. And it's good to know that when something's stirring in your spirit like that, that's God trying to get something over to you, amen? And so what we need to do is we need to get as much out of that as we can. And so that's what I do. I've been meditating on these types of things and all kinds of different angles and levels, praise the Lord. But God is good, and he gets it to us eventually, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. John 5:19, glory to God. Then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself. Jesus was God in the flesh.
Yeah.
And the Bible, Jesus himself told us right here, he said, the Son can do nothing of himself.
Yeah.
Why is that? It's because Jesus, when he came here, he didn't operate as God. He operated as man.
Right.
Amen. He came to earth to live as a man so he could live righteously as a man, so he could die for our sins, praise the Lord, and we're excited about that. But we see here a very interesting thing. He says he does nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, amen? For whatever he does, the Son does in like manner. You know, Jesus made it a habit of copying his Heavenly Father. He made a habit of checking in with heaven and getting before the Lord and finding out what would God do, amen?
Right.
Not just what would Jesus do, because what Jesus did was what God did.
Right.
Amen. So we see the will of the Father. The reason we understand that what Jesus was, that everything that Jesus did was the will of the Father, was because when he was here on earth, what he did was what God did.
Right.
What God showed him to do.
Amen.
Now, this is a very important thing. This is a very important thing for us to understand, because so often, Christians are trying to come up with all kinds of ways to do things, but they forget to check into heaven. They forget to check in what God wants. And we're going to see how this, I believe through this message, we're going to see how this applies to our everyday life and just little things, the things that we do. You know, Jesus did a lot of wonderful things. The Bible tells us lots of stories of how Jesus walked around and did this and did that. Amen. And sometimes they were things that were not very profound. In that he was, all of a sudden it gives an account of him eating, or it gives an account of him talking, or and not just saying things, but like that he was going here and going there and just doing things. It talks about his life a little bit. But we know that he didn't do anything on his own. He did everything according to what heaven showed him to do. Amen. This was a man, when he was here, he was a man that had a relationship with God that we should all strive to have. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus didn't allow anything to stress him out. He didn't allow anything to bog him down. He didn't allow anything to hold him back.
Yeah.
All he did was he kept looking to heaven. You know, when there wasn't an answer, he looked to heaven for his answer, and he'd get his answer. Amen. He didn't hesitate in it. He just did that. And so that's exactly what the Lord was stirring in me for this message tonight, was that we need to be people that are looking constantly to heaven.
Yeah.
You know, one of the part of the gift of the Holy Ghost and what he does for us is that he reminds us of the things that Jesus said. But I've quoted a lot lately, John 16:12-13. Jesus said that I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will show you or tell you things to come. And see, here, there again, we get the same, Jesus is giving us the marching orders of the Holy Ghost, and the marching orders of the Holy Ghost is to tell us or to show us things to come. Exactly the same thing, praise the Lord, that Jesus was saying here, really, because the Holy Ghost checks in with heaven. He doesn't speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. Well, it isn't angels telling the Holy Ghost what to do. Praise the Lord. And it isn't, and even if it's Jesus telling the Holy Ghost what to do, we know that Jesus doesn't do anything except what the Father shows him to do. So we know that the plan is still uniform. It's still coming down straight from the Father. Amen. And I think it's very important because, you know, God could have done his will through Jesus or the Holy Ghost separately. But I think it illustrates something for us here for our benefit, our sake. And that's that we need to trust God to give us our direction. We need to trust God to give us our answer. You know, as I go through life, and I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but as I go through this life, one of the things that I notice is that I have desires. Amen. Has anyone else got desires in here? Praise the Lord. You get desires for this or desires for that. Sometimes, I mean, they're personal desires. Sometimes they're desires for somebody else. Sometimes they're desires for your church or desires for the body of Christ. You know, you get all kinds of desires. But, you know, the Bible says that God orders the good steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Yeah. Amen. And so we need to look to have our steps ordered, praise the Lord. Because when, you know, the reason that people and Christians get out of this place of where things aren't feeling light and easy anymore is because they've gotten out of order. Yeah. They've allowed themselves, they've allowed their thoughts or their planning to get them out beyond what God wants to do or get them away from, you know, even if they're after it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. You know, we talked about on Sunday, we talked about seasons and there's some very important stuff in what I was saying on Sunday. And one of the most important things is the understanding that sometimes there's seasons that are meant for, right, you know, seasons are meant for a certain season. They're meant for a certain time.
Yeah.
And sometimes we're trying to get things out of order. We're trying to get things in the wrong season. And it's not fruitful for us. It doesn't benefit us when we do. And the reason that we often do that is because of a little thing called impatience. Amen. The Bible implores us over and over to have patience and to have perseverance. Amen. And to endure hardness as a good soldier. And what's the hardness that it's telling us to endure? It's when we have lack or when we don't see the things that we want. You know, we look to those things that be not. We look forward to those things. The Bible says that, you know, no one hopes for what they already have.
Yeah.
You know, faith is hoping for something that you don't have because you wouldn't hope for it once you have it anymore. And so we understand that even in that, it lets us see that there are seasons to obtain things.
Yeah.
It's not bad if you're following God and you're in his perfect plan, if you're in his perfect will, it's not bad that certain things you don't have.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Now here's a question. That's the big question. Am I in the plan? Am I in his perfect will?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we can make that more difficult than we want to if we decide to. Amen. We can make that more difficult on ourselves too by sitting there trying to figure it all out. Make it, you know. The thing is are you hungry for God?
Yeah.
Do you do your best to do his word? Are you in church? Do you get fed? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And do you pray? And if these things are in the forefront of your life at all, then you're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
You need to relax, amen? You need to chill out a little bit. You need to just back up and say, hey, wait a minute. If I'm doing all these things, the Bible says that I'm a child of God, and he says that in Romans 8:14, it tells me that if I'm a child of God, that I'm to be led by the Lord.
Right.
Praise the Lord. And if I'm led by the Lord, then that means that if I don't have a specific leading me out of something, then I'm all right where I'm at.
Amen.
I ain't got to worry about where I'm at. I ain't got to figure it all out. You know, we think about things that, you know, we get stressed out if we get a bill or something, that especially a bill that we can't pay. We don't know how we're going to pay it. But why do we get, if you really think about it, if you really break it down, I'm a person that likes to break my thoughts down sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll be going through maybe a tough time and I'll sit and kick back and I'll start thinking about, well, why am I going through a tough time?
Yeah.
And I think about it and I'm like, well, my life is pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I got a good family. I got a wife that loves me. Praise the Lord. And you know, I start counting my blessings as it were. You know, I start looking at the things in my life and I start realizing, well, wait a minute, I really ain't got anything to be sad about.
Yeah.
I ain't really got anything to be upset about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, so like, okay, so there's things that aren't exactly where I want them to be. But things are pretty good. I woke up today. I'm breathing. Hallelujah. And even if I didn't, I go to heaven. So that's pretty good. Amen. You know what I mean? So I mean, we have to really start breaking things down and looking at them. Sometimes, you know, we'll look at a situation, we'll think, oh, you know, this bill's coming, and the first thing we go to is, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know what I'm going to do. Throw your hands up. You get frustrated. You start getting bent up, out of shape. And then you start going through the scenarios in your head. You start imagining how you're never going to make it. You're not going to get to the other side. You're going to start imagining how everything in your life is going to fall apart. You see somebody coming and taking your house. You see someone coming and taking your car. But see, the thing is, none of that's happened yet, has it? And how often does that actually happen? Praise the Lord. I'm just telling you the truth. How many times does it actually happen? You know, the banks, they don't even want your stuff back. You know that, right? They would prefer you keep paying them.
Yeah.
So even if you've been late on something, but you try to make it right, they'll still let you come back and figure it out. Why? Because they don't want your junk. They want your money. That's why they gave you money for your junk. Amen? Praise the Lord. And so even naturally speaking, we tend to get bent so many times on things that just didn't need to be bent about. You know, and so we get worked up, but on top of all this, so we, you know, this is naturally speaking, on top of all this, we have a God who promises us. He promises us the other side. He promises us that we'll get through it. Praise the Lord. You're like, well, I don't want to wait that long. Well, too bad sometimes. You know what I mean? I know this. I know that I worked a job once for 13 and a half years that I hated every day of. I stressed about it every single day.
Yeah.
But you know something? I stressed about it for 13 and a half years. I was still there 13 and a half years. Yeah. On the other end of it, I'm not there anymore. Glory to God.
Yeah.
I don't know why I stressed so much about it. Well, there was no point in stressing about it all those 13 and a half years. It didn't get me out of it. It didn't help me get through it. Amen. I could have stayed in faith. And honestly, if I had known faith and I had gotten in faith, I probably would have been out of there a lot sooner.
Yeah.
Or I would have found peace there that I didn't know existed. Amen. So we need to start trusting God. Amen. Because there are seasons, there are things in life. And though I'm not here to talk about seasons tonight per se, seasons are something that the Lord brings up to me a lot lately. You know, that we just do the thing. It's even like, you know, as a pastor, things can tend to put pressure on you. You know, the things, the cares of the church, you know, just things like, you know, the mortgage, stuff like that. But ultimately, it comes down to this. I mean, I don't, you know, I endeavor to be. Do the best that the Lord tells me to do. You know, if I preach a message, you know, and he has me preach it bold, I'll preach it bold. I don't apologize for that. But sometimes in my personal time, you know, I can start thinking about things, you know, and oh, how are we going to get this done? How are we going to? The truth is, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Doesn't matter to me. It can't matter to me. Why? Because it's not my church.
Right.
It's not my. This ain't my work.
That's right.
This ain't even my ministry. Yeah. Hallelujah. It can't. Why would I get stressed out about it?
Right.
Amen. You know, we want to endeavor to be in the plan of God because we're in the plan of God. There's promises to the plan of God. But here's the truth. I mean, if the church closed down because I do everything that I'm supposed to do and God don't come through for me, praise the Lord. Then I go on a traveling ministry telling everybody about how God lied to me and
that's
he doesn't
right.
take care of me.
Right.
I'm just telling you the truth. So it's either true or it's not. Amen.
Right.
And so and of course, that ain't going to happen because God always takes care of us. Amen. He always said, I mean, even if you went through a trial, think about the last trial you went through. Don't think long, but just think about it. You know, you went through a trial recently or something. You're probably, at this point, you're probably on the other side of it.
Yeah.
You know, or if it's still fresh enough that you ain't on the other side of it, go back to the last one that you are on the other side of. And think about how God got you through that. Amen. And then just remind yourself of that when you're going through this trial.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know why Jesus didn't stress out? Because he had his eyes on heaven. He didn't have his eyes on stuff. And you know why Jesus had amazing miracles in his life? Do you know why Jesus had a wonderful provision in his life? Because he didn't stress out. He didn't look at that stuff. He looked to heaven.
Right.
Praise the Lord. You know why Jesus had abundance when there was abundance? Because he looked to heaven. You know, you think, man, how would I, you know, how would he even know? I thought about this. Maybe you have too. But how would he even know that he could multiply the bread?
All right. Yeah.
And the fish. How do you know that he could do that? I mean, you don't just do that, right?
Right.
I mean, you don't just say, hey, you haven't been at the party. We don't have enough food. I'm just going to start breaking bread and passing it out and hope that it's enough. No, you don't do that, right? Or maybe you do and you give everybody just a little small piece, you know. But that's not what Jesus did. Jesus had his eyes on heaven. And he knew, according to, because of the fellowshipping with his Heavenly Father, what he could do and what he couldn't do. He knew what was time to do. And he knew, you know, the same thing with the wine. How did he know to turn the water into wine? How did he know to do that?
Right.
Because he communicated with heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. You see, the Bible says that you don't know how to pray as you ought, but the Holy Spirit will help you. With groanings, amen, and things, words that can't be uttered. You know, but we don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's so many things that we just don't know the answer to. Amen? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I've said this a billion times, but there's so many times that people come to me for help, and it's like, Pastor Jeff, will you help me with this? And they start talking. I don't know what to do. But God does.
Yeah.
Amen. So what do you do? Listen on the inside.
Yeah.
And then when, you know, when it's my time to speak, then the Lord brings those things out. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So you see that Jesus only does what he saw the Father do. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Turn with me to Romans 8. Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Romans 8:26. I guess this was the scripture that I was quoting here, but glory to God. Hallelujah. Romans 8:26. I know where Romans is. Praise the Lord. Found it. Romans 8:26 and 27. Amen.
Amen.
Likewise. I always stop at words like likewise.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. When you see that in the Bible, that means that there's something more to it, you know?
Yeah. Amen.
So yeah, I always go back and study, amen?
Yeah.
It says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Mm-hmm. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is. Because he makes intercession for the saints according to what? The will of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is. This is an important statement. The reason that people get, one of the reasons that people get bent and get befuddled is because they don't know what the mind of the Spirit is. They don't take time to get before the Lord and find out what his mind is on any subject.
Yes.
You know, I've been finding this as I have been endeavoring to be before the Lord more and pray in tongues more and do all these things. You know, it's like, you know, we can, how many know that we can endeavor to be before God more, and that's a good thing to endeavor.
Right.
Amen. But the thing is sometimes there's still things you need to do right now. Amen. So even if you haven't been up there enough, there's still things you need answers to today.
Right.
Yeah.
There's still things tomorrow you're going to need answers to.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
This is why we stay, that we do our best to just stay before the Lord.
Right.
To just have a relationship with God. See, we don't have to make prayer something that that it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
So often we make it this complicated thing. I just try to spend time with my Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
I don't try to have a rule book or a law or I got to go like this or go like that. Now there's obviously, like, my wife just preached and my pastor just preached on you know, steps of prayer, and of course that helps us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the ultimate thing is just getting before the Lord and finding out what he has to say.
Yeah.
Amen. Finding out what his mind is on the situation. You know, again, I don't want to get ahead of myself here. I want to preach the end at the beginning. But, you know, there's so many things in life that we're after. There's so many things in life that we are, that we're moving toward.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
There's things, there's desires that will come up. There's things that the pastor will present to you. There's things that God, the Spirit will deal with you on. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be things that you can see into the future. How do these things come to pass? And the answer is right here. Is getting to know the mind of the Spirit.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. We so often are trying to do things and then figure out how to do them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the key to all of this. What did Jesus do?
Yeah.
He found out what the mind of the Spirit was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And see, that's an important statement there. Because, like, you know, you can have something. You know, God's directed us on certain things for the churches even just recently. Praise the Lord. Well, how will this come to pass, God? And so I come up with it, you know, in my mind. I start trying to make plans on how we're going to do it. Amen. And all I do is I ever do is get myself frustrated.
Yeah.
And then finally, I just like, all right, well, God will show me as I need to know.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
Yeah.
And as we, of course, we have to do a part. I mean, we can't just neglect it. We can't just go, you know, eat chips and watch TV and expect God's going to talk to us, because we're going to hear the voice of the Lord. Amen. And that's why distractions are dangerous, because distractions keep us from hearing what the mind of God is.
Right.
I'm not saying we can't do things, but we do have to limit the things that we do.
Yeah, right.
You know, we have to, there's times where we have to back off things and say, you know what? I need to just spend a little bit more time with God.
Yeah.
We need to recognize that. We need to recognize that need. Every single one of us does.
Yeah.
Because if we don't do that, what happens is we get out there, all these things that we're trying to get accomplished, and we're doing them our own way.
Right.
You know, the Bible says in Psalm 127:1, it says, unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain that build it. You know, and really, you could look at building a house as a metaphor for anything that we do. Anything that we build. It could be a career. It doesn't have to be anything in the church at all. You know, God wants you to have a fulfilling career.
Yeah.
You know, God wants you to do something that blesses you. But how many know that you can get out there and do that? Well, you think, well, I could just use my skills, and I got college, and I could do these things. All that stuff is great, but what's the mind of the Spirit?
Right.
I mean, because you still got to have a relationship with God.
Right.
Well, either you do or you don't. Amen.
Right.
You're either gonna or you're not. Amen.
Right.
But there's a lot of people that, you know, I don't have a problem with if a kid is called to go to college, that kids go to college.
Right.
But they need to have some direction. They need to have the mind of God in the situation.
Yeah.
What am I going for? What am I trying to accomplish? You know, am I just building a career? Because a lot of times that's what people do, is they just live their lives and they try to add God on top of it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work
that's
that
so
way.
Good.
This is why Christians don't have the answers by and large that they need, because they've just built their life. And not, they just try to add God on top of it, like as a side note.
Yeah.
God has to be the focus, and you let Him bring all things to us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Know what the mind of the Spirit is. Praise the Lord. And we see here, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. And that's good to understand. See, our weaknesses is what? Does anyone know what our weakness is? It's the human flesh. Our weakness is our carnality. It's our natural being. It's the things that don't know God. Amen.
Yeah,
it's that part of us that can lead us astray. The flesh isn't a bad thing. God gave us flesh. Praise the Lord. And He gave us flesh to enjoy.
Yeah.
But, you know, even something you enjoy, I'll always love using the example of dessert. Dessert's a wonderful thing, but you can't live on dessert.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous if you live on dessert. Amen. And we find that out, especially as you go older, you have to do dessert less sometimes, you know. But, you know, it's the same thing with our flesh. Our flesh is here for us to enjoy. You know, there's things that are for us to partake of as humans. However, when we get out of balance in those things, and those things take over, which is where a lot of Christians really get to. And if you're a Christian who's gotten there or are there, you know, it's not, this isn't meant to knock you down and to get you defeated and feeling like, oh, I just can't rise above. No, it's to get you to recognize that God wants you to go further, and He wants you to go higher. Amen. But it says, likewise, the Spirit itself also helps in our weaknesses. The Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. You know, this is the thing about whatever is new to us, is we don't know what it is. We don't know what to do. You know, a new idea before you. You know, sometimes I remember when I worked in the Jamestown Church, there was a lot of times I was presented with things I had no idea of. Amen. And they gave me the job because they didn't want to do it either. They didn't want to figure it out. Pastor Tim didn't have time to figure out all this stuff. So he says, you figure it out. Well, sometimes it's frustrating not knowing. But that's why we have this wonderful Holy Spirit on the inside of us that is so underutilized in people. Because here God, he wants to tell us things to come. He wants to tell us what to do. He wants to explain the details for us. Where's the plan of God found? It's found in fellowshipping with the Holy Ghost. See, this is the aspect that people are missing, and this is why so many lives are just kind of bebopping along, and sometimes they hit it. You know the saying, a blind squirrel find a nut every once in a while?
Yeah.
You know, and that's the way a lot of Christians live. They live like the blind squirrel trying to find a nut.
Yeah.
You know, well, I want to be like the squirrel that sees all the nuts and hoards them and gets them prepared and then cheers them with all the other squirrels that run around. You know what I'm saying? Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Looking for nuts. Amen? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We look for nuts. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Christians looking for nuts. Some people call us nuts. Amen. But we got the Holy Spirit, man. Hallelujah. We ain't got to be nuts at all. We ain't got to be goofy, flaky, nutty, all of that stuff. We just want to get the mind of God. Amen. This is what I love. You know, you ever seen those Christians? I don't know if you've seen them. You know, some people in here might not even know what I'm talking about, but there's Christians out there that are fruity.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like nut jobs. You know what I mean? They're out there. Praise the Lord. They're in left field. The elevator ain't hitting the top floor. You know what I'm saying? They're a few fries short of a Happy Meal. I mean, we're talking. There's a lot of Christians out there like that. Well, why are they like that? Because they don't do this.
Yeah.
They don't get before the Holy Ghost. They don't get before the Lord and say, Lord, what's the mind of the Spirit?
Yeah.
You know, the mind of the Spirit, you know, what that means is what's the direction? What's he trying to tell us? Amen. You know, this is why they're out there and they're doing goofy things. And you know, we've praise the Lord. We talk to people that all the time that you know, people that get you know, dreams and visions and prophecies and stuff like that. Well, listen, you got to make sure that stuff's from the Lord. You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure that you're hearing right. You don't want to just get some anybody's mind on something.
Amen.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The mind of the Spirit. That's what we want. Amen. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 2:9. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 2:9. The word is good. It set us free. Amen. Oh, this is good right here. I love these scriptures. I love these scriptures. Amen. We'll read 2:9 through 16. Amen. Glory to God. But as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. We cannot even conceive on our own, with as big as our thoughts are, we cannot conceive of the things that God actually has for us. We can't even ponder it. You know, as I've been a pastor now 5 years and I've learned to follow God in to this measure, amen, and gotten this far, I am wholly amazed at where I am today.
Yeah.
As compared to where I was 5 years ago, as compared to where I was 10 years ago, I am wholly amazed at it. I never imagined in my life, amen, I never imagined in my life that I'd be married to a woman like I'm married to. I never imagined in my life I'd live in a house like I live in. I never imagined in my house, in my life, that I would drive a vehicle like I drive, that I would have a ministry like I have, that I would reach people like I have. Praise the Lord. I never imagined these things.
Yeah.
Why? Because I can't. It's never even entered into the thought of man, what God has for him. And you know, everything with God is just starting. Amen. Look, doesn't matter where you're at, it's just starting because he's eternal. So it's just starting for you.
Right.
Amen. So even if it's been real good, it's just starting. And if it's been real bad, well, praise the Lord. Good's just starting.
Yeah.
Not the bad.
That's right.
The bad's been there maybe, but the good's starting.
Yeah.
It's like a phone call away.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Jeremiah 33:3?
Yep.
Is that what it is? Call on me. He says, you know, the Lord tells you to call on him. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
That's the Lord's phone number. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Jeremiah 33:3.
Yeah.
Glory to God. So it hasn't even entered in the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them. For those who love him. Amen. That's important. But God has revealed them to us through what?
His
Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. Why did Jesus look for the Holy Spirit? Praise the Lord. Why did he seek God? Because the Spirit knows all the deep things. He knows all those things. He knows how to do the miracles. The Spirit knows how to heal the blind. The Spirit knows how to heal the ones without hearing. Amen. The Spirit knows. Amen. He knows how to turn bread into one bread. Or a few bread into many bread, amen?
Yeah.
He knows how to turn a few fish into many fish, praise the Lord. He knows how to turn water into wine. That's how he knows, amen?
Yeah.
See, you couldn't conceive, nobody could conceive that Jesus, actually, when you read that account where Mary comes to Jesus and she says, you know, they've run out of wine for the feast, she didn't know what he was going to do. But she had been around Jesus enough to know that when he was doing things, that things just worked out.
Yeah.
So he knew what to do. See, Jesus didn't start that day. He didn't start following God.
Right.
He didn't start seeking the mind of the Lord. Jesus, the Bible tells us that that was his habit. He habitually was before the Lord. That's the way he lived his life. Even as a young child, that's the way he lived his life. You know, when they went looking for him, they found him in the temple. And he's like, why are you surprised where I'm at?
Yeah.
Right. They shouldn't have been surprised. You know why they shouldn't have been surprised? Not because Jesus, not just as Jesus was using some kind of funny metaphor or whatever. Because his habit was to be there, even young.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have been surprised because that's where he was.
Yeah.
He wanted to be anywhere God was. Amen. And that's the same way we need to be. We just want to be where God is.
Yeah.
Where God's moving. Amen. And so we see this, that God has revealed them to us. He'll reveal those things to us through his Spirit. Because the Spirit is constantly searching the deep things of God and then relaying those things to us.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting here that it says, but God has revealed them. Man, you know, by the time that you're already in something, that the Spirit's already revealed things to you and you may have not even heard. Do you know that? The Bible tells us he speaks in a still small voice. While you were running around being busy, God knew what was coming. You know, at the end of verse 13 there, it says he'll show us or tell us things to come. Things to come. That's what his job is.
Right.
So if he's telling us things to come, why aren't we hearing it?
Yeah.
Because if our minds are wrapped up in the things that aren't God, if our minds are wrapped up in, you know, and I'm not saying that you have to be like, you know, like these, monks or whatever that are constantly on your face before the Lord. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, God wants us to walk. Jesus, we're going to walk like Jesus walked.
Amen.
Jesus lived life. In fact, he lived life so much so that they said everybody else, they don't eat. They don't do all this stuff. And he's like, you're out. You're doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
They're like, how is that? You know, Jesus was showing us how to live. He's like, go out and live.
Right.
Live your life.
Yeah.
You work your jobs. You enjoy your things. You enjoy your family and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But do it around the fellowship of the Lord.
Amen.
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 Praise God. We talk about fellowship when I talk about being with Josh and Rachel. Amen. You know, we talked a little bit about things that didn't really, you know, were just day-to-day stuff. But most of the conversation was about God.
Amen.
It was about the things of God. When I meet with my pastor, sure, I'll spend hours with him sometimes. There's days where I get to go sit with him literally for 3, 4, 5 hours at a stretch.
Yeah.
And I'll bring him, and I always try. I'll try to get in there, like I'll say, hey, you want some breakfast or something like that. I'll bring him breakfast, you know, just something to get my foot in the door. And then I get there, and what do? And it doesn't happen all the time, but it happens often enough, praise the Lord. But I sit there, and we'll joke around a little bit, but I'm always pulling on that gift.
Yeah.
I'm always asking questions. I want to know what the mind of the Spirit is. I want to know what God's telling him and what God's showing him or what God has shown him.
Right.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to get to be with Pastor Michael tomorrow and do the same thing. I'm going to be pulling on the gift and try to get everything I can out of it. Why? Because this is what spiritual people do. Amen. I don't care about, I mean, okay, I'm not saying we can't watch football, but we can watch football and talk about God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. But if football is the thing that's important to you, though, then you're missing everything. That's why people miss out on this stuff.
Yeah. Right.
This is why they're not. Listen, the only reason people aren't getting their prayers answered is because of them.
Yeah.
It is not because of God.
Right.
The only reason prayers don't get answered is because of the people themselves.
Yeah.
It's because of the people that are asking. Amen?
Yeah.
It's the truth. It's a hard truth, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
Some people don't like that. Some people will leave us saying, I can't believe that stuff because it puts too much responsibility on me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what it does.
Yep.
I've watched people walk out the door because they don't want that responsibility of them having a part to play in all this.
Yeah, right.
They would rather believe that God just pulls things away from them out of his divine decision puppet mastery. Yeah, that's what they think. They think God's just up there being a puppet master.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. I was saying this to Josh or Rachel. I was saying this. It's like even now, all these years and these things that I believe and these things I know, the truths of the word, there's still these religious things that still try to come out of me every once in a while. Trying to think like, you know, well, I did this thing so I got cursed or something like that. That's stupidity.
That's right.
It's not God. God doesn't do that.
Yeah.
God is not looking to punish us. He's looking to help us.
Yeah.
He's looking to open the door, not close the door. Everybody thinks God, they think of God as this one that's a slam the door. We don't care. I don't care. I'm going to, you just need this, that pain, this suffering. You need it because, you know what I mean?
Now,
this is different than when we're talking about seasons, you know.
Right.
Seasons, listen, There are people who die in that stuff. You know what I mean? They die in that mindset of God won't ever heal them and stuff like that. Listen, there can be seasons where sicknesses come on you. I would say sickness is never the will of the Lord, but God will use everything in our life to teach us. Is that understandable? So we have to understand that. Like, God doesn't will everything to happen, but everything that happens, God can use. Does that make sense? And so what we need to look for is, if we're going through something, we want to look for how God can use us. Now, the Bible promises us that with every temptation, and the Bible tells us, first of all, that God is not the tempter. It says the devil is the tempter. But he says, with every temptation, he has bound Satan's hand that he can't tempt you beyond what you're able. Praise the Lord. Now, if you're being tempted and you go down a road you shouldn't, and you start doing things that you shouldn't, and you start piling on all this stuff on top of you, that's different than God allowing you to go through something. That's you piling stuff up, and then you want God to try to dig you out. There's a difference there. And so we have to understand that. This is where so many Christians are at. We need to just get to the place where we're standing before God. We're seeking God and allowing him to work things in and work things out. Yeah. Amen? Yeah, praise the Lord. Because that's exactly what he wants to do. Yeah. Amen? And we're in verse 10. Amen? Goes on verse 11. For what man knows the things of man except the spirit of man which is in him?
Yeah.
Even so, no one knows the things of God except the spirit of God.
Yeah.
So why do people reject the Holy Ghost continually? They reject this idea of the Holy Ghost and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. And we're like, here we're told to get the mind of God, to get the will of God, to know what the mind of the Spirit is. And people reject it. Is it any wonder why Christians look the way they do? Is it any wonder why those, the sweet old Baptist church down the road that wants nothing to do with the praying in the Holy Ghost, nothing against them. I love them. But this is why they see so much of the garbage that they see. Because they don't even know how to get out of it. They don't know what God wants. They don't know what God wants to do in their lives. This is why people who go to churches all the time, this is why kids that aren't taught in this stuff, this is why they go astray. I wasn't taught. I was raised in a great church. My grandparents loved the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
They did. If it wasn't for them, I'd have nothing. But I'm going to tell you that this knowledge wasn't taught there. And so this is part of the reason why I got off the way that I did. Amen. Glory to God. It was that love that called back to me. You understand? It wasn't their fault. I mean, everybody is where they're at. You understand? But it's the point that I'm trying to make is, this is why it is that way. It has nothing to do with God wanting it that way. But it's why it is that way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God. I have this part underlined in my Bible. That we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. If you don't fellowship with the Holy Spirit, you can't know what he's given you. You can't fully know what's yours. Do you know why I know there's certain things I can claim in life? It's because I know that they're mine. I know that these things belong to the church, so I claim them. Praise the Lord. There's land that I believe belongs to this church right now. I call it.
Amen.
I claim.
Amen.
Why? Because it's been given to us. As far as I'm concerned, if God told me, if God put it on my heart, that's it. Now, we haven't got it today. That's okay. I ain't got to get it today because I have no need for it today. You know why I know that I don't need? Do you know how I know I don't have any need of that land today? Because I don't have the direction how to get it. Amen? I don't have the finances to go buy it. I don't have someone knocking on my door. Whatever it is. I'm staying before the Lord. I make a habit of staying before the Lord. Therefore, the things that I don't yet have, I don't need. Praise the Lord. Because I haven't been led into it. This is why so many. My wife. This is where a lot of this came out of, this idea. My wife and I were talking about this. There were some things we decided. I decided. She agreed with. Praise the Lord. That's how sweet she is. Praise the Lord. There's some things I want to do to our house. Amen. I want to put an addition on our house. And very specifically, I've seen it all. Praise the Lord. Planned it all out. But you know how many know that additions to houses generally are cheap.
Right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Even if you do a cheap one, it's generally not cheap. And I don't want to just do a cheap one. I want to do a nice one because I want to make it something, you know, I want to continue keeping this house a place where we want to be forever. Amen. And so, I'm kind of a visionary. I always see things in the future. And so sometimes for a person that's a visionary, it's hard because you see things and you want them now. You know, I want to do it now. Praise the Lord. And so I see this addition on our house. Amen. And the other day, I was in this. Basically, part of where this message was birthed from. I'm standing there in my bedroom. I think it was. I had spent some time with the Lord. I had prayed some, and now I think I was making the bed. Praise God, because I don't do it first thing in the morning because I get up last thing in the morning. Amen. And so I was doing it sometime in the afternoon before she got home. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because that's all she cares about, as long as it's made when she or somebody else goes in that bedroom. Amen. And so during the day, there's nobody else that goes in there other than me and the dog. So praise the Lord. Well, glory to God. Now you know my secrets, but she already knows. But the bed gets made. That's all that matters, right? Most of the time. Sometimes, praise the Lord. But at any rate, so I'm standing there and I'm thinking about this and I'm like, how, in my mind, I can't figure out how to make it come to pass. And then in the spirit, I got this understanding. It was revelation to me. It just opened my spirit like a flower. I just, all of a sudden, I understood I don't need to. It's not the time for it.
Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord. So I'm not going to worry about it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I just put it on the back. Yes, I still want it. I still see it. There's lots of things that I want. But as I've learned, and this is what I love about being a little bit older now, is that as I've learned as I get older, is that if you don't have it right now, okay, it'll come. Praise the Lord. So just be okay with where you're at and trust God, and it'll get there. When it's time, He'll show me just how to do it, and He'll provide the finances. He'll provide the ability. He'll provide the right contractor. He'll do all those because I ain't going to build it. Amen. That's another thing I could add. I'm done building. Hallelujah. So you know what I mean? But this is the kind of thing I'm talking about. We have these things, these ideas on our heart. We have these things that we want to get into. And so often we're trying to figure out how to, and we'll beat our heads against the wall trying to figure out how to make it come to pass. And the whole thing is, you ain't got it. You don't have to. You get in and find out what the Spirit says.
Amen.
You know the things that have been freely given to us by God.
Yeah.
If it isn't yours yet, you can know that it's yours later on. But if it isn't yours yet, then don't fret about it. Don't worry about it.
Right?
Praise the Lord. Because it isn't going to come any other way. See, this is the thing. When people like me that aren't independently wealthy, we have to get, we got to be okay with God bringing them as He brings them, because we can't just go out and make it happen ourselves. But I'm going to tell you, if you're in the same boat as me, and I gather that you probably are, praise the Lord. But if you're in the same boat as me, you're not independently wealthy, you can't just do anything you want financially at any point in time, you're blessed.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Because you're still somebody who can use faith to trust God.
Right.
And there's nothing that pleases God more than trusting Him.
Amen.
I said there's nothing that pleases Him more. Why do you think we have seasons? Because you know how much it pleases God when you go through a season, you're like, it'll come. It's all right.
That's right.
It'll come.
That's right.
Praise God. Hallelujah. God supplies everything I need.
Amen.
He takes care of me every single time.
Yeah.
Everything I need. It doesn't matter if it feels tight. Praise the Lord. He'll provide Taylor.
That's right.
Amen. It doesn't matter if it seems like everything's closing in on you, because God's got more than enough.
Amen.
He's got more than enough. Amen. And we just trust Him for it. You know, that's why sometimes it's good just to, like I said, just to rest metaphorically and naturally, just to sit back and say, you know what? It's not going to, I mean, we can't just spend our lives in like on the couch. You know what I mean? But sometimes you just need to lay down and say, you know, it's no big deal. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Verse 12, freely given us by God. Verse 13, these things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. I've had similar conversations with so many people that are Christians. I'm not even talking about people who go to my church, maybe other pastors that don't see this. They don't understand. They think about what man's wisdom teaches. All they're thinking, you know, you can go to school and you can learn how to pastor a church. You can, they have points and all these things that you do, praise the Lord, but you can do that. Oh, that's still not being a good pastor.
Yeah.
Why? Because you don't have the office on you. You know what I mean? It's what the world teaches, not what God teaches.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. This is why tongues for so many people is ridiculous.
Right.
Because it sounds foolish to them. The natural man doesn't receive that. The natural man thinks it's foolish. And I'm going to tell you something. If I think about it, it's foolishness.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I pray in the Spirit, I'm like, what the heck is this doing? What? But it doesn't matter because he told me to.
Yeah.
That's trust in God. Right. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. They're foolishness to him. Nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. Let me explain this to you. You know how you judge things? Is this for now or is this not for now?
Right.
Yeah. Is this the season for me to harvest or is it not?
Right.
That's exactly how, you know, somebody will judge you because you're going to sit back and you're going to wait. Somebody will judge you because you're going to go out and plant. But see, if the person who's spiritual, it doesn't matter how they judge you because you're doing what you know. You've got the mind of God. You've got the Holy Spirit talking to you. You've been listening to Him. You want what He has for you. Amen? You know, one of the things we said about Tuesday nights when we started them was that Tuesday nights were going to be about getting into deeper things of God. This is exactly how we do it.
That's right.
How do we do it? We seek God on how to have church. Amen? You know, the revelation to have church at 10 o'clock was not my idea.
Yeah.
It wasn't my idea, amen?
Amen.
I mean, if you go back to my natural person, I might have church twice a month. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm just telling you the truth. There's times, you know, every single time I put on a suit, I don't want to.
Right.
Every single time I don't want to. I want to put on something comfortable. I want to put on my stretchy jeans.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And a sweatshirt. You know what I'm saying? Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's the truth. I ask her all the time if I can wear sweatpants. She tells me no. Amen. I don't want to put on a suit. But see, it's the mind of God. I don't do it for me. I don't do those things for me. Same thing as I don't have church for me.
Yeah.
We don't have Tuesday night services because it just, you know, that's what we want and we do.
Right.
Because it's the leading of the Lord.
Right.
You know, so and that's what we try to do is we try to follow God in everything. And when we do, it's effective. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And those who connect to it, it's effective in them. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. God will show you something for you, or you will desire something, but the time is not always now. He will show you things for the future. But just because he shows you doesn't mean it's for today.
That's right.
Just because he shows you, you know, God showed me that we were going to start the Corey Church almost immediately after we started this church. I knew for years.
In 2014?
Yeah, in 2014, I knew.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until I got the direction from God that I knew to start. And you know, when I got the direction, it wasn't hard. When I got the direction, we went down there, we found what we needed. We were led into the places we need to be led into.
Yeah.
And we worked all the pieces, and it worked out perfectly for us.
Yeah.
It wasn't trial. There was no trial to it.
Right.
It really wasn't. It was easy. It was light and easy going into it to make it happen.
Amen.
I'm not saying there hasn't been labor since. Of course there's been labor since then.
Sure. Yeah.
But you know, the point is that the idea, the plan of it was all spelled out for us.
Yeah.
God did. Amen.
Amen.
How do you know if the time is now? Praise the Lord. How do you know if the time is now?
Yeah.
Because it's light and easy.
So good.
When it's time to move, it's going to be easy.
Yeah.
If you're struggling against it, if you're trying to figure it out, if you're racking your brain trying to come up with the ways, it's not for now.
So
praise
good.
The Lord.
Yeah, right.
When God needs you to move, He'll show you how to move.
Mom.
When God wants you to move, He'll tell you how to move. He'll tell you the steps to take. He'll tell you the contacts to take.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Yeah. When we first saw that building in Corey, I use this as an example all the time because it's just how God works. I could not, in my mind, could not fathom how it would happen.
Yeah.
When I came back from Gatlinburg a little over a year and a half later or something like that, when I came back from Gatlinburg, God delivered to me exactly how to do it.
Yeah.
Amen? I called them. The day that I called them, they dropped that price of that building, $70,000.
Yep.
Praise the Lord. Why did they drop it down to $10,000? That would have been great, right?
Amen.
Why did they just give us the building? No, we're church going to church, just give us the building.
Yeah.
Because God still wants us to have faith.
Right. Right.
God doesn't want us to just walk into this without any faith. He wants us to have faith for
right.
it. Why? Because it builds something in us. It doesn't do anything for Him, except pleases Him.
Yeah.
But it builds stuff in us.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
And so God opened the doors for it to happen with no congregation.
Yeah.
How wonderful is that? Do you understand that? I mean, that's really what he did. That's just how good God is. It was light and easy. It wasn't hard. We walked into it. We basically walked right into it. Amen. And we had to do a little labor, but not near what we had to do in here. Glory to God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Turn with me to Matthew. Matthew 11. Matthew 11. See, God is trying to show us some stuff here. This, in case you didn't get it yet, this applies to every single thing in your life.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
If there isn't, listen, if you can't figure out how to do it, there's one of two reasons. You either haven't spent enough time with God, or it's not time for you. I'll put it to you that way. Mm-hmm. So if you've been spending time with God, you've been seeking God, and you just haven't got there, and you know you just like, I think I've spent enough time with the Lord, and I don't think that's the issue, then it's just because it's not time.
Yeah.
But if you need the answers, then spend the time with God, and He'll show you. Amen. You say, well, how much time do I spend with God? Well, how much you need, I guess.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Matthew 11:28 says, and they said to him, by what authority are you doing these things? Who gave you the authority to do these things? But Jesus answered and said to them, I will ask you, also ask you.
No.
What? Am I in the, I'm in Mark. Yep. Mark. Yeah. I was wondering why it didn't sound right, but that was good scripture. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some people probably thought I just had a stroke up here or something, but we're doing good. Hallelujah. Matthew 11:28. Yes, come to me, all you. I thought we were getting to this, but apparently we weren't. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to me, Jesus said, and I'll give you rest.
Amen.
Well, who are you? Who's to come to him? All you who labor and are heavy laden.
Yeah.
So either you're working real hard trying to make it happen. Oh, praise the Lord! I think of a dear, precious saint right now, who really needs to understand this. Not here tonight, and that's fine. This person needs to hear this. They need to get a revelation of this. Praise the Lord. Father, give them revelation of it.
Amen.
Give them revelation of it, Lord. Help us be that one to take it to them. Amen? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Come to me, all you labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Yeah.
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit reminds us of Jesus. The Holy Spirit tells us about the things that Jesus said.
Amen.
He's the one that brings us to that place of receiving, amen, and understanding. And it's restful when you don't have to labor for it. Do you know what I mean? Like I said, there's always labor involved in doing anything. But how much more wonderful would it be when you ain't got to figure it all out?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? God will show it to you for your personal life, as much as He will for your professional life, as much as He will for your spiritual life. This is what God's desire is for your life.
Yeah.
Right here. Honestly, ask yourself this. And think about Christians that you've known over your whole life. And many of us that are here have been Christians or have known Christians most of our lives.
Right.
How many of those Christians did you see light and easy on?
Yeah.
How many of those Christians did you see walking around light and easy? No, a lot of them, most of them, you didn't. I'll tell you the truth. I remember certain Christians as I was growing up. And I always thought, you know, they were the Sunday school teachers and they were the ones that taught us as we were growing up. And God bless them and still love them and you know, would love to see them and run into them and stuff like that. But I remember a lot of these people as I was growing up, and I remember some of the turmoil that they went through. And I'm not talking just trials. I'm talking about they didn't have any concept of what light and easy was.
Yeah.
And it's not because God didn't want it for him.
Sure.
It's because nobody taught him.
Right.
It's because the word wasn't being preached there. The fullness of it, amen.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not coming again down on those ministers. Sometimes we just don't know.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people just don't know. There's been many generations where this stuff has been lost on, but we're getting it back, amen.
Yeah.
But look at Jesus. He said it's light and easy. If it hasn't manifested, or the unction to make it manifest hasn't come, then it's not yet.
Yeah.
It's not time.
Yeah.
And be okay with that. Because you can't change something you can't change.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Right.
I said you can't change something you can't change.
Right.
And one thing you can't change is what God wants to do.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
You know what I mean? God has a will, and we need to connect with the will. Amen. 1 John 2:20 says, "But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things." Let's read this in the Amplified. "But you have been anointed by, you have hold a sacred appointment from, you have been given an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things, the truth, or you know all things." Praise the Lord. You know all, or you know all things. Praise God. "You have been anointed by, you hold a sacred appointment from." What is it saying? There is a season for the right time.
Right.
And the unction on the inside of you will tell you when the right time is.
Right.
See, this is where people can get out. They'll be like, well, I really want to move. God's put it on my heart to move. That's great, but it needs to happen at the right time.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. You know, people, I've seen this before with people, with jobs that, you know, jobs that open and close, doors that open for jobs and doors that close for jobs. Listen, if you're seeking the Lord, if you're doing your best to stay before Him and a door closes, be excited about it because it wasn't right. And if the door opens, that's just the unction and work. That's just the unction working. Let's not get mad about those things or depressed about them. Why would we? No, God will move us in the right time. Amen. Praise the Lord. And what's our job to do in the meantime? To just stay in faith. Saying God will move the door at the right time. He'll open the right door in the right time, and that will be where I'm blessed the most. Amen? But see, that takes trust. Do not stress over what needs to be done. Trust God, and He will bring it to pass. Amen? I'm going to close with these scriptures here. These are some of our favorites. Turn with me to Psalm 37. These should be your favorites too. This is this whole message in a nutshell right here. Psalm 37, verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. So what are we going to do? We're going to trust in the Lord. We're just going to continue to do what we know is good.
Right.
When you know to do good, do it. He who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. Remember the Bible says that? To him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is a sin. So you trust God and you do good. That's where it starts. You just trust Him.
Yeah.
He's working all things out for my benefit because He loves me. There is nothing that can separate me from His love. Praise the Lord. Christ has anointed me. Glory to God. The Holy Spirit on the inside of me. He shows me and tells me all things. Trust the Lord. Trust God. It's not that hard. Just trust Him. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. What are you going to feed on? His manna.
Yeah, right.
Feed on His manna. You know what the manna is? The manna is the stuff that you can't figure out how you got it, but you got it anyway. It's the taken care of when you should have been taken care of.
Right.
That's all the manna. That's what the manna is. He gave us enough to show us that He would always take care of us.
Yeah.
Trust Him. Now look what it says here. Delight yourself also in the Lord.
Yes.
Delight yourself in the Lord.
Yeah.
This is a big statement right here, folks. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart.
Yeah.
It's a matter of a fact. When you have desires in your heart that are God, you know what I'm talking, they have to be godly desires. It can't be something that's not godly. Listen, having a nice car is a godly desire. You know how I know that? Because the Lord spoke to me one day and said, it's good that my people drive nice vehicles. So every time I see somebody, a Christian, driving a garbage vehicle, you know what I say? A new vehicle in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Why? Because God told me that.
Right.
Yeah. See, this is why it's good to listen to the Lord and to hear God, because His word spoken to your spirit is just as good as this word written on page.
Right.
It's just as good.
Yeah.
Now it's got to line up with this. You understand what I mean? You have to judge it and test it. But when it lines up with this and you understand that, praise the Lord, then you have anchors to your soul.
Yeah.
I will never drive a garbage vehicle again.
Right.
Never. My wife will never drive a garbage vehicle again. Why? Because it's good that His people drive nice vehicles. He gave us that revelation. Amen. Praise the Lord. You want a nice house? It's not. Like, these things can't be the pursuit. If your whole life is about the vehicle, you will never drive a nice vehicle. Or you may get it, and it'll be out of the will of God, and it'll just cause you grief. You know what I mean? But the same thing with a house or anything else, a job. You can work your way up and naturally get a good job, but it won't be a blessing to you. Just ask the rock stars. That's all they want, right? I mean, they're such a wonderful example for us. And it's at the forefront of all things. We get to see it all the time. Look at all these famous people. If there's any of you that have desired to be famous in anything, I want you to think about the ones who get famous.
Yeah.
They're miserable.
Yeah.
They're miserable. They're never happy. They can't hold a marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, who would like want to do that? Would you want... I mean, is there anybody in here who really wants to be married? Do you dream that your marriage will last 6 months?
Come on.
You know, and then some kind of messy divorce?
Right.
There's no happiness in that.
No.
I don't care what you get to do, what you get to go out and run around doing. Yeah. It isn't going to cause you peace. It isn't going to give you peace.
Right.
It isn't going to give you joy.
Right.
Yeah.
The blessing of the Lord makes one rich and he adds no sorrow to it.
Right.
Yeah.
The blessing of the world can make someone rich with sorrow.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
But God wants to give you the desires of your heart.
Yeah.
So when you desire things in your heart, here's, and this is a big thing, like I said, I desire that addition gets put out of my house. Praise the Lord. I desire it. God will bring it to pass in the right time. And so what do I do in the meantime? Well, if I think about it, I just thank him for it.
Right.
That's part of how you do that. When something hasn't manifested yet, or the unction hasn't manifested, and you know it's in your heart, it's something you desire, do not. I'm going to tell you something, Christian.
Yeah.
We spend a lot of time in correction around here. I'm going to give you some correction that will bless you.
Amen.
Yeah. Do not think that desire in your heart is wrong for you to desire. I'm talking about things that are, and I believe in saying this by the Spirit, I'm talking about things that are not, you know, I'm not talking about sinful desires.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'm talking about things that are godly desires, nice, you know, nice things, you know, better things that better your life, literally, honestly, better your life.
Yeah.
Don't you think that it's wrong for you to desire that? You start desiring that.
Yeah,
be all about desiring it.
Yeah.
And whenever you think about it, you put it before the Lord. And you just say, Lord, I thank you that you give me the desires of my heart.
Yeah.
Leave it there. Yeah. Don't pray for it. Don't keep going to him saying, oh, Lord, bring this back. He'll bring it to pass at the right time.
Right.
Yeah. You just go to him and you say, Lord, I thank you when it comes up.
Yeah.
When the devil tries to bring it up and like, oh, you're never going to get that. You say, I thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
You believe it for a spouse? Lord, I thank you for that spouse.
Yeah.
I thank you, Lord, that you're grooming them right now.
That's right.
Amen. That you're preparing them, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I said that, not him, amen? Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Guys, obviously girls and women, men, praise the Lord. Guys, women, men, yeah, praise the Lord. And he, I said that right?
Yeah.
I think so, amen. If I didn't, you knew what I meant, amen?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. And he shall give you the desires of your heart. Look at this, verse 5. This is where it's at, folks. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
Yeah.
If you are constantly going before God and you're saying, when's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? How do I do it? How do I do it? That's not trusting in him.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And that's not being committed to him.
Right. Right.
Committing to him is like, Lord, I'm going to continue doing what I know to do, and I'm going to trust you to bring it to pass.
Yeah.
It will come to pass in the right time.
Yeah.
You have no idea how beneficial, if you get hold of this message, you have no idea what this will do to your life.
Right.
All the peace in the world will be there when you learn to live this way. All the peace in the world. Because this is the place of like, this is the place that just, it's just, and listen, it takes work to get ourselves to keep ourselves here.
Yes.
Right.
We have to remind ourselves of these things.
Yes.
That's why I go before the Lord. I have to remind myself of these things. Because just like you, I want things now. Amen. But some things just aren't going to happen now. Amen.
Yeah.
And that's good. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. It's coming to pass.
Amen.
It's all coming to pass. And this is a good year. This is a blessed year. Praise the Lord. Those things that are desires in your heart, they are not there willy-nilly. They're not there just because they popped up. If you have a desire in your heart and you're after God, I'm telling you right now that the desire is from God. Follow the desire where it takes you. You understand what I mean? Like, you know, stay before the Lord. Keep it before the Lord. Stay open to him and he'll bring it to pass.
Yeah.
Amen. Love that. And he shall bring it to pass. You know, Brother Hagin, I just want to say this in closing. Brother Hagin, I think it was Brother Hagin, they said somebody, they were in a back room minister dinner with him, and they saw that he was whispering something over and over and over, and they leaned in to see what he was whispering, and they heard him say it. It shall come to pass. 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 God's bringing it to pass.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting. We should rejoice over that. He's bringing it to pass.
Right.
What are those desires in your heart? He's bringing it to pass.
Yeah.
It shall come to pass. I don't care, devil. It's coming to pass.
Right.
I don't care. I don't need it today. It's coming to pass.
Right.
I don't need to get through it right now. It's coming to pass.
Right.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Right.
Because it's coming to pass. No matter what, he's leading me by still waters. Listen, it doesn't matter what's going on around you, because where you're being led, the destination is where you're going. And where you're going is where it shall come to pass. Where you're going is the other side, where there's still waters and the green pastures. That's where the eating's good, praise the Lord. That's where the resting is good. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what's going on. World War III is going on, but it shall come to pass. Going to the other side, amen.